So let's begin as we now step into the class for an explanation of how the brain and mind work. As you can see on the chart, there are four levels here: beta level, alpha, theta, and delta. And the line that runs up and down shows brain rhythm in cycles per second. It shows brain activity as measured through EEG equipment. EEG is an electroencephalograph that measures brain activity very similarly to what an EKG does for the heart. You're familiar with EKG measuring heart activity. It measures the heart in so many beats per minute, as the heart functions in beats per minute. The brain functions in cycles per second. So your brain vibrates in so many cycles per second. The way we are now, with eyes open, wide awake, focused, the brain is probably right around 20, 21 cycles per second as measured on EEG equipment. That brain activity is called beta brain activity, or outer conscious levels of the mind. It's a world of action where we go and do things. It's a doing level. You have the physical world with the five senses operative: sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste are fully operative at that level. And time and space as a measuring device. As it took you so many minutes to get here, to drive or to walk or whatever you did from your home. And space-wise, you went through so many miles to go from place A to place B. Now, when you slow down the brain activity, you then, in effect, enter different brain frequencies. If you slow down, you first go through the alpha brain frequency. As you further slow down, you go through the theta level. And then finally, delta. And the numbers go down. In other words, from 20 cycles functioning at beta when you're awake to deep sleep, the brain could be 1-2 cycles per second. It is deep sleep. So there's a tremendous difference between when you're fully alert and awake and when you're deeply asleep. Alpha, theta, and delta are all three connected with sleep. So those are the three levels that you normally sleep through. Over here, beta is the awake brain frequency level. While we have outer conscious levels of beta here, we have inner conscious levels at alpha and theta. Now, some people will say, why don't you call the inner conscious level subconscious levels? Because maybe they have had that kind of terminology when they went to school or took a psychology course or are in the field of psychiatry or psychology. They're used to the terminology of subconscious. Sub meaning below the conscious level. So first of all, we don't use that term, because once you learn how to use your mind at the inner conscious levels of the mind, it's no longer hidden. So for somebody who is untrained, this would be subconscious. When you're done with the training, you'll be functioning at the inner conscious levels, because you're doing it while you are mentally aware. You're not going to be asleep. You're going to be awake while using these levels. So what we are going to learn then is to slow down the brain activity from about 20 cycles till about mid-alpha, to put a number to approximately 10 cycles per second. We want to function at the mid-alpha range. This is where you can make strong impressions on the brain. And that's what we want to do, right? When you have a goal in mind, you want to create a strong impression on the brain pertaining to your goal, so that the brain and the mind is helping you to achieve your goal. In order to learn how to do that, we have mental training exercises. We're going to do specific mental training exercises throughout the 36 hours where we're going to go in and out of these levels. And the key is we're going to learn how to go here, remain mentally awake, alert, and in control while there, and then learn to apply techniques while at that level.